Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We want to get some local reaction now to President Biden's State of the Union address. We're joined by Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Ruba.
So what stood out to you most from the president's speech for the people of Massachusetts?
You know, the president painted a picture of hope for us, hope, resolve, and priorities in Washington that are focused on families at home in Massachusetts. He highlighted the incredible progress that we've been able to make in partnership with Democrats in Congress to meet this time of historic challenge with historic progress.
The security fences that went up after the January 6th insurrection were back up last night. There were also people not wearing masks. And last night was the first State of the Union speech with two women sitting behind the president, Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. You were in the chamber. What was that atmosphere like?
The atmosphere last night was one of excitement to hear from the president, to feel like we are making progress in defeating this virus, and also one of resolve as we look out at a very dangerous world. What is happening in Ukraine with this unprovoked assault by Putin? And so it was an excitement for the solutions that the president was putting forward, a feeling that we have a president whose strength is he sees the needs of families at home in Massachusetts and is going to make those the priority in Congress. And as the president went through his speech, it was as if he was listening in on the conversations that we have with constituents when they call our office, when we see them in our communities. And they're worried about lowering costs, healthcare, childcare, gas at the pump. They're worried about creating jobs and tackling climate change. They want to have families have a fair shot. And that was the vision that President Biden put forth yesterday.
You're kind of hinting at the soaring inflation there. And as you said, the president says he has plans to address inflation, but he also has had a hard time getting his agenda through Congress. What can be done about that?
Well, you know, we are going to continue to meet these challenges that American families are facing. And central to our work is tackling the issue causing the most pain at home, which is high costs. So the president laid it out. We are making the investments as Democrats in Congress with the White House in the infrastructure law that will improve our supply chains, in the American Rescue Plan to lower energy and healthcare costs, in the COMPETES Act that is going to bring U.S. manufacturing back to the United States, which is not only creating great jobs, but creating security for us. And we're going to lower the cost of childcare and elder care and prescription drugs. These are the concerns that families wake up with in the morning as they're looking at their day. And these are the concerns that are going to be our focus going forward.
The president said that Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, will pay a price for invading Ukraine. And the Republican reaction was that Biden is weak and inconsistent in their response. So how do you feel right now about how the U.S. is approaching the situation in Ukraine? And is the U.S. doing enough to protect Ukrainians?
You know, one of the most moving moments last night was watching the ambassador from Ukraine weeping at members of Congress and the president acknowledging, waving Ukrainian flags, showing our solidarity with the Ukrainian people as they are suffering from this unprovoked attack. Putin's war is premeditated and it is dangerous. And the president recognized that. And he showed two things to me that I thought were so crucial: resolve calling on that strength of America and letting people know that he will demand accountability from Putin, that he will not get away with this.
As you know, we have a large Ukrainian community here and a lot of people standing with them to protest the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Do you have a message for them?
We see you. We stand with you. We're going to be with you throughout this.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rupa.